Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM in Port Huron. We are so pleased to have a recording legend, a great performer on the line with us right now, the one and only Dionne Warwick. Dionne Warwick, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us. What a great way to finish out a 65-year career with an album of duets. And I love the title of this album, D-W-U-E-T-S, because it's Dionne Warwick and Diane Warren. This is somebody you've probably wanted to work with for a long time, isn't it?
You know, Diane and I have been friends for many years. And it occurred to me, I said, you know, you're writing songs for everybody in the world. Why don't you write me one? And, you know, we always laugh about that. We also were known never to call each other's name whenever we greeted each other. It's always been, hey, D.W., hey, D.W. So we've always used our initials to greet each other, which made all the sense in the world to call the CD this.
Absolutely. It makes perfect sense. An album full of duets. The first single is Ocean in the Desert, which is a collaboration with Cynthia Erivo. Tell us a little bit about the recording process with her.
Oh, my goodness. What a joy that was. She is ultra talented, as you probably already know without me saying that. She also was a joy to be standing looking in her face and her looking back at mine, me singing with her. I first met Cynthia when she was doing The Color Purple on Broadway. And what a talent was she then, and what a talent she is at this very moment as we speak. It was an incredible period for me, and she seemed to be enjoying it because she sang her little buns off, that's for sure.
Some great collaborations. Tell us a little bit more about this new CD, about the album of duets.
It's full of incredible recording artists. As a matter of fact, my next single will be with John Legend, which was a joy to record with as well. I have other people that you did what with who? Yeah, you know, you have to kind of broaden your scope. I recorded with a lady named Saweetie, who is a rapper, and she lives definitely up to her name, Saweetie. She is a sweet, adorable little girl. And they've all become my babies, you know. I'm having such a great time with this, and can't wait for everybody to hear the complete CD.
Absolutely. We're talking with the great Dionne Warwick. The music industry has changed so much in the years since you started. What advice do you have for young performers?
I don't give advice. It's something that nobody takes anyway, so why give it? I do give encouragement, that's for sure, but advice now, I read that to the doctors. They do that.
That's fair enough. Did anybody give you advice or encouragement when you were just starting out in this business?
Oh, yeah, my family. Yeah, my family will always be my go-to when I need. And also, a lot of people in the industry who kind of embraced me and felt that I was worth embracing, and they wanted to be a part of whatever it was that I ended up being.
As you look back on a 65-year career, and I mean, we could go over the whole list of accomplishments, the Grammy Awards, the Hollywood Walk of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, et cetera. What stands out to you as maybe some career highlights as you look back?
Oh, my. Well, each one of those that you just mentioned, and of course, the Kennedy Center Honors was quite an incredible evening for me. every time that I have been rewarded, and that's what I call them, not awards, I call them rewards, I think I've earned a lot of what I've received. And apparently those who are giving these particular awards to me are feel the same way. Yeah, she earned it. Got to give it to her.
You certainly have, and you've worked hard through your entire career. What has kept you going? What has kept you wanting to continue to record albums like this, which I understand you say is your final album? What made you want to continue in this business?
I love what I do. I love music. I love singing. And then to have those wonderful writers write specifically for me. Has been my joy, has been truly the most wonderful thing that could ever have happened to me. And that's why I keep doing it.
Take us back to the beginning of your career, Dionne. Do you remember the first time you got on stage, the first time that you performed, the first time you recorded?
Well, absolutely. I was doing demonstration records and background work while I was in college. And would come in from Connecticut to New York to do sessions. That was my beginning. Recording my very first recording when came from something I said to Backrack and David, that they could not make me over, so don't even try it. And out of that came a song called Don't Make Me Over, which is my very first recording. And the relationship between Backrack David Warwick was then solidified.
An amazing career indeed. Dionne Warwick, much success with this new album. It was so great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. The new WPHM 105.5. There you go. Dionne Warwick. Wow. What a great talent. What a great career she has had. And check out this new album of duets written entirely by Diane Warren, performed by Dionne Warwick. And it's called Duets, but it's spelled D-W-U-E-T-S because they call each other D-W, Diane Warren, Dionne Warwick. Ocean in the Desert, the first release duet with the great Cynthia Erivo.